Senior officials from the United States and China convened in Geneva for the first face-to-face trade negotiations since the escalation of tariffs earlier this year. The U.S. delegation, led by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer, met with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng at the Swiss ambassador's residence, aiming to de-escalate tensions that have disrupted global markets and strained bilateral relations. The talks come after President Donald Trump's administration imposed a 145% tariff on Chinese imports, citing concerns over trade imbalances and national security. China retaliated with a 125% tariff on U.S. goods, leading to a significant downturn in trade between the two nations. Both sides have expressed a willingness to negotiate, but substantial differences remain. Key issues on the table: tariff reductions. President Trump has suggested lowering tariffs to 80%, but no formal decisions have been made. The U.S. seeks commitments from China on trade practices and intellectual property protections. Fentanyl crisis. The U.S. has linked trade negotiations to China's role in the fentanyl epidemic, urging Beijing to take stronger action against the export of precursor chemicals. China has shown openness to discussing this issue as part of broader negotiations. Global economic impact. The tariff war has contributed to market volatility and concerns over a potential global economic slowdown. Both nations recognize the need for a resolution to stabilize markets and restore investor confidence. Outlook: while the Geneva talks mark a positive step toward resolving the trade dispute, analysts caution that a comprehensive agreement may take time. Both sides have entrenched positions, and significant policy shifts will be required to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Further negotiations are expected in the coming weeks, with the international community closely monitoring developments. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.